So let's review. The Mishnah discusses another case of Uvdin Dechayel. Zak the Mishnah, Eimer Adam Lechaveroi, Malali Kli Zah, Avaloi Bemida. One may ask his friend to fill a vessel on Yom Tov, but may not use a measurement in his request. Yehuda Eimer, Imhoye Kli Shal Mida, Loye Malena. Yehuda says that if it was a vessel of measurements, it should not be used. The Gemara cites two opinions in the explanation of the words Avaloi Bemida, and as a result, two versions of the Machlekes. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Avaloi Bekli HaMeyuchad Lemida. Yehuda Amar Shmuel explains that the Tanakhama is saying that one may not use a cup that is regularly used to measure. Of Kli HaOimid Lemida Yemalena, with a cup that would only be used as a backup measuring cup, but has not yet been used in this capacity, may be used on Yom Tov. V'ashab Yehuda Lemeimer, Afalik Kli HaOimid Lemida Leyemalena. Whereas if Yehuda holds that even a backup measuring cup that has never been used may not be used on Yom Tov. Rava Amar, May have a loy b'mida, shle yasku loy shei mida. Rav explains that the Tanakhama is saying that one may not mention terms of measurement. Av kli hamiyuchad l'mida yemalena. One may, however, use a measuring cup. Vasub Yehuda l'meimer, kli hamiyuchad l'mida lo yemalena. And Yehuda comes to teach that a measuring cup may not be used at all on Yom Tov. The Gemara points out that here Rabbi Yehuda is the machmer, while on the previous daf regarding shekel odam baster k'neged kli or k'neged kaifetz, Yehuda is the Mekel. However, these two cases cannot be compared, because one can argue both ways, that one case is more of the Nechayel than the other. The Mishnah continues, Ma'isav Abishol ben Bitnes, shayim emali midoysa me'er v'yamtiv, menoysen l'lekuches b'yamtiv. Abishol ben Bitnes would fill his measured flasks before Yamtiv in order to give them to his customers in Yamtiv without any issues of measuring. Apparently, he was following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, as Rashi says, shayim moidim b'yamtiv. There is no permissible way of measuring a Yom Tov. Abishol Eimer, Av b'moyer oisekein, memnei biruri hamidis, v'chacham Eimer, Av b'choyel oisekein, memnei mitzah hamidis. Abishol and the Chacham both say that he may have held like the Tanakhama, that there is a permissible way of measuring a Yom Tov. And his practice of filling the utensils a day earlier was not because of Yom Tov, but because of honesty, as he did this even on Chol HaMoed and on weekdays, so that the foam of the wine would have time to settle, and oil would transfer completely so that he would give the proper amount to each person. The Gemara adds another reason. Tana af ben moed oisekein, and they bitl beis hamedrash. Abishol ben Mutnes would act similarly on Chol HaMoed, filling orders at night, because he was a sought after Talmud Chacham and was occupied during the day fielding halachic questions. The Gemara relates, Hu kines shalish meis gar v'yayin mebiburi hamidis. Abishol ben Mutnes collected 300 barrels of wine from the leftovers of those who did not wait for the foam of the wine to settle. And his colleagues similarly collected 300 barrels of oil from the leftover drops, which the customers did not wait for. And they brought these barrels to Yerushalayim to donate them to the Beis HaMikdash. The Chum there instructed them that while there was no chashash of gezel whatsoever, if they wanted to be machmer on themselves, they should use the proceeds from these items for tzorchei rabim, as in the case of Gazel, ve'ini de lemi gazel, yas bem tzarchi rabim. Someone who stole from many people, but cannot return them because he doesn't know them at all, should do public works with the funds, which Rav Chizkiya explained as bayir shichad ma'ariz, building and maintaining water wells for public benefit, and in this way, fulfill some form of a heshev es egzela asher gazel. The Gemara continues with the issue of measuring on Yom Tov. Ad b'rei Rav Chizkiya rabbana ukva v'darish, one may not measure barley to feed his animal on Yom Tov. However, he may use a measuring kli to take grain from the pile and feed his animal in this manner, as this is not the regular method of measuring and is permitted on Yom Tov. A cook may measure the spices that are added to a dish so that the dish will not be ruined by overspicing. Similarly, Rama Vimri Ba'aba Marav, Medeidas Isha Kemach Beyamtev, Venesendas Lotechisasa, Keisha Titel Chalo Be'ain Yafa. A woman may measure the flour for her dough on Yamtev so that she will separate Chala generously. If she does not measure the flour, she will think that she does not have that much dough. Now that she measures it, she will see how much she actually has and give a generous portion of Chala to the Kain. Shmuel, however, taught that this is another case of halacha ve'im marikein. We do not publicize that one may measure their flour, but if someone already did it, the challah is permissible. Tanabban, In Shainin Kemach B'Yamtiv, sifting flour is forbidden on Shabbos and Yamtiv and is included in the Av Malach of Merakin. The first sifting occurs during production, usually long before it's used. Close to actual use, Shainim, the flour is sifted a second time to improve its texture. Chum hold that this second sifting is also on Yamtiv as well. They hold that this second sifting is mutter on Yamtiv. The Shavin, Shem Nafal Techen, Sora Kisim Shashain, all agree, however, that if a pebble or a toothpick falls into the flour on Yamtiv, one may perform the second sifting process, as this could not have been done before Yamtiv. The Gemara then relates several incidents with the wives of Amoraim who had sift flour with a shinui on Yamtiv. The final mission of the parak states as follows. One may go to his regular storekeeper on Yom Tov and ask for a specific number of eggs, nuts, or other items. Because stating a quantity does not necessarily make this a business transaction, as people commonly state quantities at home as well. The Gemara cites a brisa which, like the Mishnah, rules that one may specify a certain amount of each item. As long as he does not mention any type of measurement or weight. Pshimilaza says that this is permissible as long as one does not mention the price of the goods, as mentioning price is what would make this a business transaction, which would then be forbidden in Yom Tov, Mishum Mekech Memcha. Hanulach Perak in Sadden, we have Baruch Hashem finished the third Perak in Masechtas Peah, and we will begin the fourth Perak HaMevi on the next daf, Be'ezrus Hashem.